It's Chat with Women. And now, more from Pam and Rochelle on Retro Radio AM 880 KIXI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam.
And now joining us is Chris Orestes, who is a nationally known senior health care advocate, expert, and author. He is the CEO of Life Care Funding. He's joining us today to chat about how men can guard against poverty in their golden years. So welcome, Chris.
Well, thank you, Pam, Rochelle. It's great to be on today.
Thank you. So I know we say it's how to help men guard against poverty, but I'll bet along in there you can help women guard against this poverty issue also, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, being financially prepared in your golden years, your senior years, really is an issue for both men and women. And in fact, in many ways, it's an issue even more for women. Just consider this statistic. When people reach the age of 65, women outnumber men 3-2. But 20 years later, by the age of 85, women actually number men 7-3. So depending on what side of the equation you're on, that is either good news or bad news.
Wow. Yeah,
right.
Well, then how does Social Security factor into this, and especially a man's wealth, you know, later in life? How is Social Security helping us?
Well, remember, as long as you've paid into Security through your payroll taxes over the years, you get to a certain point where you're going to get you can qualify for the maximum amount as the person who earned income. And what we advise people is, if you can, wait until the maximum age. Get to age 70 if possible, so you get the maximum draw off of Social Security. You can elect to take Social Security at an earlier age, but the earlier age that you take it, the less you're going to get of it. And as a woman, whether you worked or not, if you will also get Social Security benefits based on your husband, if he was an earner. And, of course, many women now were earners as well as their husbands.
Right, right.
Okay, is it possible to use your life insurance before your death?
Well, that's a great question. Absolutely. What many seniors are doing now is taking a life insurance policy that they have carried for years. Let's say they bought it 20 or 30 years ago to protect their family in case something happened to them. And now they're in their golden years and they're looking at time to start figuring out how to pay for long-term care, ways to possibly cash out a life insurance policy while you're still alive. And there are options to do that. You can convert a life insurance policy into a long-term care benefit that will pay out a monthly tax-free benefit if it's being specifically used for long-term care services. And people can take loans against policies. People can take cash surrender value from policies. So life insurance is more than a vehicle to just pay a death benefit after your death. It's a financial vehicle that can actually help you while you're alive.
Well, how else can men avoid poverty later in life?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things that we advise men, and again, this applies to women too. One is to be a planner and a saver now and not wait until you get to your senior years, your golden years, mm-hmm. to start looking around and trying to figure out what are you going to do, particularly when it comes to managing the cost of long-term care, because that's one of the biggest financial impacts that will hit a family. College expenses and long-term care expenses are the two biggest expenses that a family will contend with. So we always recommend save, prepare. If you can get long-term care insurance, you should do it. If you can get life insurance, you should do it. That's financial preparing. But then there's also how you're conducting your lifestyle. Make sure you're living healthy, because the things you do today are going to have a big impact on your health and your ability to get around, whether it's physically or mentally, years down the road. So obviously, things like excessive drinking, smoking, not eating right, you want to make sure that you're exercising, you want to make sure you're keeping your mind engaged with mind games, puzzles, crossword puzzles, play chess, backgammon, all of those things, physical and mental exercises, as well as financially preparing yourself, are the things that you need to do now to guard against poverty when you get into those golden years.
So, Chris, what you were the CEO of Life Care Funding. What is that?
Well, LifeCare Funding is a company. It's been in business since 2007, and we work across the country with nursing homes, assisted living communities, home care companies, and even elder law attorneys and insurance professionals work with our company to help seniors who have a life insurance policy convert that policy into a long-term care benefit. So as an example, let's say somebody in their 70s or their 80s has kept a $100,000 life insurance policy for 20 or 30 years. As they're getting ready to pay for long-term care, instead of abandoning that policy, which way too many seniors do, unfortunately, millions of seniors will pay premiums on a life insurance policy for decades. And then in the last few years of life, as they're starting to move towards long-term care, they'll just abandon those policies. They'll lapse them. Mm. They'll take, if there's a little bit of cash surrender value, when there's actually a greater value by converting it into a long-term care benefit that is a protected account that will make monthly automatic payments to any form of care a person wants. And because the money's locked up and being used for care, it's tax-free dollars.
Well, that has to be a certain kind of insurance policy, because term insurance, you know, in other words, there's no money in there. If you die, you get paid. Otherwise, there's nothing.
Well, you know, that's actually the interesting news. This will work for any kind of life insurance because it's not about the cash value in the policy. It's actually the death benefit itself. What a senior is doing is they're trading in the death benefit for some, in essence, they're selling off the policy. So in that example of a person with a $100,000 policy, maybe they could get $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 for the policy today. Then the money's locked up in a protected account, and then they have tax-free payments that are being made directly to a home care, an assisted living, a nursing home provider, whatever it is they choose. They can pick any form of care they want because they're private pay.
Well, that's really important to know, because I've always thought term, you know, there's the policy where you put so
there's
much that goes
life,
into the whole
and then
life.
There's term.
And then I always thought term was the only way you ever see that is when you die.
and listen, a lot of people will buy a term policy, run it through its course, and let it go.
Right.
But there are many people with term life policies that are now looking at long-term care where they could qualify to use that policy by converting it. So term life, universal life, whole life, even group life policies that many people have kept when they retired from a company or a union, they can use those policies and convert them over. Now, remember, when you do that, you're selling off the death benefit. So instead of the $100,000 being paid out to your loved ones after you die, you're taking $50,000, $60,000, $40,000 today.
Well, that's important though, because there are a lot of people that struggle with how am I going to pay? How am I going to?
Well,
you know,
all of a sudden there's a family emergency,
and so it's nice to know that this is available. So now, what is your website, LifeCare Funding?
I want to know: are you the only one that's doing this? So if somebody's listening, do they just contact you, Chris, or can they go to their local life insurance person?
Well, you could certainly reach out to your local life insurance representative or even a long-term care insurance representative, but we as a company are the market leader. We brought this concept forward across the country, brought it into nursing homes, assisted living communities across the country. In fact, legislatures across the country have been introducing bills to endorse this and make sure that people are being told in their states like Texas, California, Florida, New York, New Jersey, some big states around the country, about a dozen now, have introduced legislation because they want to see the people in their states being informed that instead of throwing away a life insurance policy and then, you know, jumping onto Medicaid, you could use it to stay private pay. So we are the market leader, but if you're talking to an assisted living community, a nursing home, you're talking to an insurance agent, an elder law attorney, they'll go out there and they'll look around to see who can provide this option. Many times they'll contact us because we're very visible. There have been stories about what we do in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. We have opportunities to speak with great folks like you on radio stations around the country and talk about this and warn families, be prepared. Don't overlook when you have an asset like a life insurance policy that's something you could use to potentially pay for care. So many people out there are struggling with the cost of care, and struggling with how are we going to pay the premiums on this life insurance policy. So here's an opportunity to quickly take that policy, relieve yourself of the burden of paying the premiums, and take the maximum value of it today and use it toward your care.
Well, personally, I've never heard of this. That's why I'm delighted you are joining us.
I haven't either. But the other thing is, can you just take the cash and forget? Yeah. Can you sell it and say, I just want to have the cash and go on vacation?
Well, that option exists too. There's something called a life settlement, and there are brokers who will take someone's life insurance policy and look for buyers who would buy it from them.
I'll be darned.
And they'll give them just a cash amount of money for it. Now they tend to be, you know, that tends to be a smaller amount, because you know, if you're looking to do that because you want to go on a world cruise, you're typically younger, healthier, still out there living, you know, a very independent and active lifestyle.
Right.
People that are using our program are people that need care today. And there's, literally millions of people across this country. Right now, there's 10-plus million people today getting some form of long-term care, and so many of them are struggling with the cost. And and you pointed out correctly, this really impacts the entire family.
Sure it does.
The kids end up reaching in their pockets, assets are being sold, the family is oftentimes struggling with how are we going to pay for care while we're also meeting all the other bills, and they don't realize this life insurance policy that oftentimes they're just going to walk away from could be turned into a substantial amount of money that could make tax-free payments towards their care.
Okay, Chris, what's your website? We never did get that.
Oh, no, absolutely. You will find a lot of great information on our website. It's www.lifecarefunding.com. We have videos of families telling their stories. We have some great helpful videos and information talking about the program and answering other questions about Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, what you need to know about the various forms of care. So it's really a website chock full of great information. And you can also get access to our book, the book that we put out in the spring, called Help on the Way, which is a free ebook that you can get on Amazon.com, and you can click on and get a link right from our website to the book and download it today.
I think that's terrific, and we're delighted that you joined us, because as far as I'm concerned, that's valuable, just valuable information, and our people didn't know it. So,
thank you so much for having me, and I'd love to come back again and chat anytime. It's been wonderful visiting with you.